All right. It's that time of the week again, of the day, of the year, of the the millennia. It's the time of the millennia. Never mind. It's Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Station is 101.5 UMFM. And yeah, this is your home for all of the ugly rock and roll, your heart's desire. We got a great show lined up for you, as always. I never, I try not to disappoint. You know, I pour my heart and soul into this every week. The least you could do is appreciate it. Yeah, so it's a bit of a different show. I'm going to kind of go a little bit all over the place this time. We're going to start things off on some more familiar territory. If you're a regular listener of the show, this is the kind of stuff you'd normally expect. Last week, I played a band out of Montreal called Chiron, something like that. French, come on, man. I don't speak French. Give me a break here. But they're great. I really dug the track I played last week, so I thought I'd take another one out for a test spin. See what we all think of that. Yeah. So this comes off of I guess kind of like an EP, if you want to call it that. Manger Mo. The song's called For Sale, but that's the English translation. It's French. So yeah, why don't we just get this started then? All right, this is Chiron on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Send and Receive is an international festival dedicated to sound art and experimental music, celebrating its 21st year in Winnipeg. On October 20th, at Crescent Fort Rouge United Church, Send and Receive and Groundswell present a concert for organ and electronics by Swedish composer Ellen Arkbro, as well as a performance for solo guitar from renowned Japanese improviser Tetsuzi Akiyama. Visit sendandreceive.org for concert details and the full festival program.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was before that commercial, a band called Meda Meda from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Name of the track was Get Lost in This Time. Normally, these guys are like this Latin jazz fusion Afrobeat type of band, but that one track is just it's so way out there and so crazy and noisy, and yeah, I love it. Feral Future before that from Austin, Texas. That was a track called Blackout from their Hemetic album going back to 2014. Farang from Toronto with Perverse Verse from Private Joy, released a couple years back. And Sharon started the set off with For Sale from Mange Mo out of Montreal. My new favorite band. That's for the last, for the next week or so. all right, so it's that time of year again. A couple of weeks from now, we'll be unwinding our Pledgerama for 2019. So, yeah. Stay tuned for all of the details on that. We got some great incentives to give away. Always looking forward to all the cool, creative ways that that each of the shows will bring to the table to try to get your hard earned money. But if you're passionate about college radio, which if you're listening to this, you probably are, then you know how important it is to the community, to the campus, to the scene. No matter what scene you're a part of, be it video games or wrestling or sports or music, or we got it all. So yeah, a couple of weeks from now, I'll be doing my Pledgerama show. Tune in for that. We'll be giving out the phone number later on, but you can the online donation pledge forms are up right now, so you can go to that. I think it's umfm.com/donate. So yeah, and be sure to check off your favorite shows, and whether or not you want to receive a tax receipt or an incentive. So yeah. All right, so what we got coming up next here, this one is a little off the beaten path for what I normally play, but man, I fell in love with this song. I heard it, another band I follow on Facebook posted it. I think they were touring or did a show with them or something like that. It's a band out of Atlanta called Material Girls. It's weirdo goth type of post-punk. Anyways, it's kind of haunting. It's a little bit mellower than what I usually play, but it's worth it. Trust me. All right, here we go. This is Material Girls. The name of the track's called Drained on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
She turns out. she's running right in my face.
All right. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was Desert Sessions, going back to 2003. The track was called A Girl Like Me. That's from their Volume 9 and 10 series, featuring PJ Harvey on vocals. I played a PJ Harvey song last week, too. I don't know what's going on. Anyways, Desert Sessions, they're, I think, Volumes 9 and 10, those were the last ones released, 2003. They're finally coming out with Volumes 11 and 12, 16 years later. I mean, I think they did Volumes 1 to 10 within 16 years. So, I don't know what's up with that. Hopefully they're good. They seem to have some pretty crazy musicians featuring on it. Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. Hey, that'd be pretty cool. Les Claypool is going to be on it. A bunch of other people too. Those were the two big ones that I recognized anyways. So, I think that comes out end of the month or something. We'll see. Maybe after the whole Pledgerama thing's over, we'll officially debut that one. Pottery before that, out of Montreal. The track was called Smooth Operator from their number one album. I really dig those. I really dig that album a lot. It's really, really cool. Really dark, but chill. And yeah, it's good stuff. Material Girls started the set off with a track called Drained. That was from their split EP, MG versus IQ. It's split with Irrelevant Music. I don't know if that's the band or if that's the name of the record label, because when I tried looking that up, all I got was a record label. But I think it was put out by Chunklet Records, also out of Atlanta, I think. Chunklet's out of Atlanta. I think so. Anyways, check out the video for that, too. You know, if that piqued your interest at all, check out the video. It's awesome. All right, so seems like we can't go a week without some musician passing away. It was announced last week or on the weekend. No, last week I think it was Kim Shattuck from the Muffs. She passed away at a young age too. I think it was 56 from complications related to ALS. She was originally in the Pandoras, then the Muffs, and most recently I think was the Coolies. So, yeah, it's a shame. It's a monumental icon in rock and roll right there. So we're going to hear a track off of the Muffs' first album. This is I Need You, going back to 93 on Assorted Hour. The Muffs, here we go. Nope, not that one. There we go. I need you.
Every Descendants show is an event. Formed in 1978, the band's first releases have proven historic, and everything that's come since has only further defined the Descendants concept. Punk, pop, buzzing, summery, heartfelt, defiant, adolescent, and wise all at once, the Descendants sound never gets old. And while fans got the band's full story in the acclaimed documentary Film It, it's been more than 30 years since their last Winnipeg appearance, and you simply can't miss out. Tickets for this can't-miss show, which also features special guests The Nightbirds and Joyce Manor, are on sale now starting at only $39.50 plus fees, available through LiveNation.com. Don't miss punk legends Descendants at the Burton Cummings Theater on October 12th. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
The legendary Wailers continue their quest to bring reggae to the forefront of the world stage. Led by renowned bassist and founder Aston Family Man Barrett, the Wailers give audiences around the globe the opportunity to experience their unique and innovative sound. Don't miss your opportunity to see musical legends The Wailers for one night only at The Garrick on Thursday, October 17th. Tickets for this once-in-a-lifetime night of music are only $30 plus fees. Available now at eventbrite.ca or take your chances at the door. Don't miss reggae legends The Wailers for one night only at The Garrick on October 17th. Proudly presented by MRG Concerts and UMFM 101.5.
All right, this is Assorted Hour. I am your host, Jeremy Rancid. It's less than Assorted Hour now. We got maybe Assorted 15 minutes. That was the Butthole Surfers. Track was called Blind Man from Peel Sessions, recorded in 1988. Big Trouble in Little China before that with Run Man Run from their first album. Diamond Cutter, going back to 06. I think that was put out on No List, I think. I don't know. Probably. And the Muffs started the set off in memory of Kim Shattuck, who passed away last week. Track was I Need You from their self-titled album, going back to 93. Man, that scream. Like, wow. She could really belt that out. Whew. All right, so a few weeks back, I went to the Times Change to see a band called Left Lane Cruiser, and Locals Louisiana Cockfight opened up the set with a set of great covers, and one of them was really made me, like, I don't know, I hadn't heard the song in a long time, and it was Long Way to Go by Alice Cooper. And it really made me want to put that album back on and love it to death. What a great album that is. Really, really good. Amazing. 1970. What more could you want? It's just plain great rock and roll. So, yeah, I couldn't get that song out of my head. It's been stuck in my head for so long now that I have to play it. I do. So here we go. This is Long Way to Go by Alice Cooper from 1970's Love It to Death on Assorted Hour.
We all got a long way to go. so rough.
All right, this is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We're just about out of time here. Wow, that went by quick. That was Head from Toronto. The track called Runaway. I think it was from a digital single, something like that. I don't know, maybe got a physical release. Pfft, who knows? Bad Mother before that from Chicago. That was a track called Gone from their four-song EP released last year. And Alice Cooper, Long Way to Go from Love It to Death. Man, I just, you know, and it's such a great album. Like, so many bands covered songs on that album. You had Entombed doing Black Juju. You had Melvins doing Ballad of Dwight Fry. I mean, everybody's covered I'm 18. Come on. Yeah, it's just, wow, such a great album. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. We were on the topic of not being able to go a week without someone passing. Ginger Baker passed away this weekend at the age of 80. I know he had he'd gone into the hospital recently. He was, I guess, pretty sick. Ginger Baker, very polarizing person in rock and roll, very cantankerous person to work with, from what I've read. I don't know, I really don't know him personally, but play a song in his honor, Sunshine of Your Love by Fudge Tunnel. In the meantime, be sure to keep your eyes and ears peeled regarding the Pledgerama fundraiser coming up soon. Thanks for listening. This has been Assorted Hour, and here's some Fudge Tunnel on UMFM 101.5 on your radio dial.